We can't throw ourselves into shoulder-to-shoulder rescue work with strangers the way we would if we were digging someone out of earthquake bubble. We can't funnel into houses of worship or yell together at ballparks. My local public health instructions, as I write this, with summer still more than 2 months away, probably sound like yours. I must not rest my head on my daughter-in-law's shoulder, rumple my godchildren's hair, or put a hand on my neighbor's arm as we tell each other, we'll get through this. Flatten the curve. 2 meters avanstad. Maybe 2 meters isn't enough, it turns out. Look up. Airborne coronavirus. Or better yet, don't, because you'll find yourself reading arguments about whether invisible little virus clouds left lurking by 6 feet away, heavy breathers, could conceivably find their way up your noses. Maybe we should stay 20 feet from other people. Maybe we shouldn't walk out our front doors at all. For how long? Not knowing, trying to get to sleep every night, still not knowing, is one more hammer to the heart. By the time you read this, things would be better where you are, worse where you are, or zigzagging from worse toward better as long as you sit at least 3 bar stools away from the next person and figure out how to slip under your mask. Do you love someone whose daily life requires exposure danger? A bus driver, a nurse, a police officer, a home health aide, a grocery clerk, a production line worker at a meatpacking plant,